Film critic David Edelstein has a review of State of Play, a new political thriller adapted from a 2003 BBC miniseries. The setting has been changed to Washington and stars Russell Crowe and Ben Affleck.
The American version of State of Play feels creaky and nostalgic. It's as if the filmmakers are pining for the days when journalists were all that stood between us and an alliance of the military-industrial complex and crypto-fascist politicians. They'd like to bring back the atmosphere of Watergate and All the President's Men. The reporters, played by Russell Crowe and Rachel McAdams, are photographed through windows or from high above or behind cars in underground garages as if someone's always watching, while in the background loom icons like the Washington Monument to remind us how American ideals have been perverted. For a while, it's gripping stuff, and Crowe's edginess gives the convoluted plot a charge. The problem is, the filmmakers aren't remaking All the President's Men. They're remaking a six-hour British miniseries with a different thrust. Both versions of State of Play center on university pals who've gone different ways. Cal McCaffrey is a scruffy journalist, and Stephen Collins, a slick, ambitious politician. An aide to Collins, his mistress, it turns out, is murdered. It's a PR disaster, and Cal is torn. He wants to help his friend clear his name, and he wants to get the story. The miniseries was an ensemble piece and a portrait of two machines, one investigative, one legislative. It was also a paranoid conspiracy thriller that opened with a murder, but you sensed that in the end, it wouldn't come down to a chase or gun battle, that the answers would be in the characters' faces, in secrets even close friends couldn't detect. The new script by Matthew Michael Carnahan, Tony Gilroy, and Billy Ray makes the reporter more of a lone wolf. Gone is the give and take among multiple characters that gave the newspaper scene's texture. It's also a stew of topical headlines, the unchecked power of a Blackwater-like security firm, the financial straits of daily newspapers, the rise of gossipy bloggers. The allusions add punch, and the Watergate tropes ratchet up suspense, but they prime you for a more conventional thriller. Everything added turns out to be beside the point. The point is blunted anyway, because the new State of Play is a study in stars' non-combustion. Crowe and Ben Affleck as Collins don't fit together. They don't inhabit the same existential space. Crowe is a transformer. His actor's DNA changes in every role, and you always feel his mind racing. Whereas Affleck is slack-jawed, dopey, not quite broken in. He's temperamentally suited to the part. His opaque, Al Gore-ish affect is the reason we infer his character went into politics. But his wheels turn too slowly to keep up. Crowe is doing all the acting.
I'm gonna get you, Stephen. One way or another, they got 40 billion good reasons to want you out of the way. You gotta go on the record. Swing the spotlight back on them. You gotta protect yourself, man.
You go out there and find me evidence linking Sonia's death to Point Core. I will go on the record. I will shout this thing from the rooftops.
I can do that.
All right. I gotta get back. I'll be in touch.
Stephen.
Yeah.
Just watch your back.
You too.
The music under that scene is one way director Kevin MacDonald gives the illusion of momentum. And until the climax, the movie does fly along, with excellent actors bobbing in and out. It was a neat idea to make McAdams's character a cheeky blogger and an insult to Cal's journalistic scruples, although after a good confrontational start, she settles into the role of sidekick. Robin Wright Penn brings amazing depth of emotion to Collins's wife, forced to stand by her man. She evokes the poor spouse of Elliot Spitzer after his prostitution scandal. As the editor of the Washington Globe, Helen Mirren is perfection. Watch how abruptly she shifts from solicitous to chummy to imperious, anything to get what she needs from her reporters and keep her endangered newspaper afloat. But the climax to which the movie builds is in this context a non-event, feeble, spurious, and so 1974. State of Play is like a time bomb that's never dismantled, but never explodes.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. The San Francisco music community lost one of their veterans this week. Tenor saxophonist Ron Stallings died on Monday after a long battle with cancer. He was 62. Stallings was part of the Bay Area rock, jazz, and Afro-Cuban music scene, having performed with Jerry Garcia, Mike Bloomfield, Jesse Colin Young, McCoy Tyner, Chucho Valdez, and John Santos. He toured for 14 years as a member of Huey Lewis and the News. We'll close today's show with a 1969 recording by the blues rock band Mother Earth, which usually featured Tracy Nelson on vocals. But on this track, Ron Stallings left the horn section and stepped up to the mic to do the singing. I'm Dave Davies, and this is Fresh Air.
I wasn't a good man, no good, no good, I must confess. But my baby's so true and so sweet, she really, really done her best. Now I bet some of you fellas say, I wish I had a girl like that. Well, here's good news for some lucky guy, cause she's leaving and she ain't coming back. Oh, I'm gonna beg the conductor to please stop that train. Yes, I'm gonna beg the conductor to please stop that train, yeah. If you got it to love, you better play it straight, cause that's something hard to find. That's why I'm trying to reach the train depot, so I can try to repossess mine. Now to all you playboys, here's a warning, you better fall in line and try to be true. Cause one day, my friend, the table's gonna turn, and here's what you'll have to do. You'll have to beg the conductor now to please stop that train. Yes, you'll have to beg the conductor.